With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. We now have fresh video and new photos of the suspect authorities are searching for in the assassination of Charlie Kirk. The pictures posted online, including at townhall.com. And investigators who've already gotten thousands of tips are asking for the public's help.
We have 20 federal, state, and local law enforcement partners that are working shoulder to shoulder to find the person who committed this horrific crime. With their support, we've completed nearly 200 interviews.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox.
The FBI is offering a $100,000 reward for information leading to the identification and arrest of the person responsible for the murder of Charlie Kirk.
Among the clues now in the hands of investigators, a palm print, a shoe impression, and a high-powered rifle found in a wooded area along the path the gunman used to escape. And Charlie Kirk's casket has been flown aboard Air Force Two from Utah home to Arizona. President Trump says he will be attending the funeral, details of which have yet to be disclosed. The Trump administration wants Lisa Cook off the Federal Reserve's Board of Governors ahead of a key vote by central bank policymakers.
In an emergency request, the president's lawyers asked an appeals court to remove Cook because of mortgage fraud allegations. The White House wants her gone by Monday before the central bank's vote next week on interest rates. The president tried to fire Cook, but a federal judge ruled this week that was illegal. If the Trump appeal is successful, Cook would be removed from the Fed's board until her case is ultimately resolved in the courts. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Senate Minority Leader Schumer are threatening a government shutdown at month's end if the Republicans don't cave to Democrat demands on health care. Senate Majority Leader Thune says that Schumer needs to approach the Republicans with a health care proposal. This is SRN News. Another lawsuit over transgenderism.
Three female athletes at Yoruba Valley High School in California filed suit against the state over its policy of allowing males to compete against females. Advocates for Faith and Freedom is representing the girls, and Chief Counsel Robert Tyler says, quote, "Our daughters are being denied fair play and subjected to sexual harassment, all because California insists on putting radical gender ideology ahead of common sense and safety." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Conservative Catholics around the globe unhappy with the new Pope's decision to allow more than 1,000 LGBT activists to take part in a Holy Year pilgrimage to the Vatican this month. Several LGBT groups are involved in the pilgrimage, which was listed in the Vatican's official calendar of events for the Holy Year, a once-every-quarter-century celebration of the Catholic faith. Vatican organizers claim that the listing in the calendar did not signal endorsement or sponsorship. This is SRN News. A handful of historically black colleges and universities report getting threatening messages this week, spreading fear on campus and sparking tighter security.
Hampton University, Virginia State University, Bethune-Cookman University, Southern University, and Alabama State University are all on lockdown after receiving threats, according to officials. Hampton University has received notice of a potential threat and has ceased all non-essential activity effective immediately, the school located just inside Newport News, Virginia, wrote in a statement posted on social media. Virginia State University in Petersburg, Virginia, said it was on lockdown due to a potential threat to the community. Alabama State University in Montgomery directed students to shelter in place Thursday out of an abundance of caution. Bernie Bennett reporting.
France deploying fighter jets to Poland and the UK announcing new sanctions against Russia. It's all in response to Russia's recent drone incursion into Poland. Wall Street, Dow futures down 84 points. NASDAQ futures up 8. More details, SRNNews.com.